Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, delving into the archives of the world's leading and only audio newspaper for a visual world for the top stories from when they happened. Now, we've always loved a bit of Pope news here on the Bugle, and in March 2009, Benedict XVI did not disappoint, delivering some classic Pope lines on a trip to Africa. Here I am with John Oliver from Bugle issue 68.
Top story this week, and OMG! The Pope, as they call him in Queens, P-P-P-P-P-Unit!
Do they really, John?
No.
What kind of church have you been going to?
You know the Pope, the one who does his business in the woods, that one. He went to Africa this week, and now I know that sounds like the start of a joke, but it's actually true. He's there for a week-long tour, and what a tour it's going to be, Andy. He's going to be playing all his greatest hits. God Hates Abortions, Gay Marriage is Wrong. That one's been very good to him over the years. And of course, the crowd wouldn't let him leave without that old Catholic classic, Don't Use Condoms. It's the Stairway to Heaven of his back catalogue. And he put his divine foot in his divine mouth even before landing in a plane. He wasn't personally flying there. The Pope can't fly, as far as I know. By saying, condoms are not the answer in the continent's fight against AIDS. Ah. Here's the thing, Andy. They are. That's why it's so annoying that he would say something like that. And when I say annoying, I mean f***ing annoying. Now, you want to give people space to say whatever they want. When it's a man in his supposedly holy, compassionate position saying things like that, you really want to tell him to go f*** off. I mean, you don't say that because of the position he's in, but you desperately want to.
Of course, some in the Catholic Church, John, say that AIDS has no truck with condoms and that your cheeky little AIDS virus looks at latex and thinks, I'm getting through that. I'll tell you, I'm getting through that and I'm going to infect. That is just the way I roll. Of course, science does take a slightly different view from that. The Pope, of course, is suggesting abstinence rather than contraception. And I guess at least you can certainly not accuse the man of not practising what he quite literally preaches. And I guess you can't really take abstinence much further than being Pope these days anyway. Of course, back in the Middle Ages, being Pope was pretty much an excuse for dipping it in anything that moved.
That's it. I mean, who better to give advice on sex, Andy, than the Pope? That's certainly a superb area of expertise for him. I've always said, if I want advice on theology, I'll go to the UN Surgeon General. But if I want advice on sexually transmitted diseases, I head straight for the Pontiff. You can't buy that kind of experience. Benedict said that the Roman Catholic Church was, and I quote, at the forefront of the battle against AIDS. Let's really hope they don't actually represent the forefront, or people are going to want to know where all that AIDS research money has gone.
Well, they are at the forefront, John. They're just on the wrong side of it. They're putting up barbed wire and machine gun posts.
He went on to say, you can't resolve this with the distribution of condoms. On the contrary, it increases the problem. And then went on to even object to the use of condoms between married couples. OK, that pushed him over the edge, Andy. He can now go f*** himself.
As long as he does it safely.
I think the best way of looking at this situation is that reality and the Pope have basically had a divorce. Now, I know the Catholic Church has a very strict view on divorce as well, but let's face it, the relationship between the Vatican and reality has been increasingly strained for decades. I'm not sure they've even been talking for the last few years. It's best for both parties that they go their separate ways. And good luck to them. Let's hope they each find someone else. I think the Pope may have a very happy future with magic.
I'm not really one to talk about this, John. I've had far more children than the Pope has. I've had 2-0, I think. Mm. So that means I've had infinitely more children, percentage-wise, than the Pope. So, in many ways, he's done more personally to curb overpopulation than I have. But I guess, on a broader scale, I have never discouraged the people of the world from taking basic health and safety measures to control the spread of disease and reduce unwanted pregnancy. So I guess in this one it's sort of one all, I guess.
Yeah. And this issue has divided even clergy who work with AIDS patients. About 22 million people in sub-Saharan Africa are infected with HIV. And in 2007, 3/4 of all AIDS deaths worldwide were there. So, to combat this, instead of condoms, what is the Vatican's big plan for combating the AIDS pandemic in Africa? They favour non-artificial contraception, including fidelity in marriage and abstinence from premarital sex. And that's it. Keep it simple. It also seems to be a plan from the 17th century, when people were too busy dying of plague to worry about dying of AIDS. And not content to throw Hail Marys at lethal diseases, he also turned his holy eye to the global economy, making an appeal for international solidarity. Now, you might think, oh, what does that mean? Is the Pope about to say something interesting? Well, no, he isn't, because he went on to point out that while the Church does not propose specific economic solutions, it can give spiritual and moral suggestions. Oh, that's great! Everything's going to be fine, then. Spirituality is, of course, the cornerstone of Keynesian economics.
I don't blame the Pope for the spread of AIDS. I think we're shooting the messenger here. I think there's only one thing to blame for the spread of AIDS, and that is the AIDS virus itself.
Right.
When it's cocky, it's arrogant, it's selfish, has no real regard for the well-being of others.
It's an arsehole as
and,
well.
Yeah, well, without wanting to sound racist, I'll go as far as to say as I dislike all viruses. I'm not a violent man, but if a virus knocked on the door of the Bugle offices right now, I would punch it right in the face. A little shit. Spoiling people's lives. Of course, you then get the virus rights campaigners picketing the Bugle and trying to shut us down, and you have some guy abseiling down my microphone wrapped in a Save the Virus banner, but, you know, no one wants to see that. I'm prepared to stand up for my beliefs.
Both the French and the German foreign ministers agreed that the Pope's comments was a hugely irresponsible move. And when you've united the Germans and the French behind something, you know you are doing something bad. Because to get those two together is not easy. Throughout history, it's basically only been the opposition to the last Iraq war and this. That's it.
Pope also told a mass in Africa that Africa is a continent of hope, which does seem to me, looking at the state of Africa, a bit of positive spin, John. I guess it's a bit like an estate agent telling you that a property's got a lot of potential after it's just been bombed during an earthquake in the middle of a snake infestation.
That was March 2009. To hear more of our shows from more recently than 2009, to buy the Dancy Lagarde book, or to donate to help keep the Bugle free, flourishing and independent, go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.